Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself, and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid, will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid. And now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Nick Martin, also known by some as Ego Man, due to my intense focus on ego and how it's impacting our lives, both humanly and spiritually. I want to thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid on Ohm Times Radio. I hope you've had a great week as you go about meeting the many important challenges that we all face, which during today's show will have us looking at how lower ego flexibility contributes to difficulty in managing the various kinds of adversity that we are called upon to manage in our life. These are the inevitable failures, losses, and mistakes that we can make owing to the imperfection of our humanity. Yes, as hard as that may seem for some to believe, we are all imperfect. One of the broader lessons I've learned from you is how important it is to handle these things so that one can do a lot more winning in life rather than losing. Losers never seem to learn or want to learn from their mistakes. People whose ego energy is imbalanced, whether it's power or flexibility or vulnerability related, are often doing a lot more losing than winning. A lot of the time, they don't even realize this is happening, particularly in relationships, until it's too late. They miss a lot of their mistakes, their failings, and the losses taking place from which to learn and make things better. Their ego energy has disguised what is actually taking place to lose or fail at work, in relationships, in social settings, at tasks, in their health, in general, at life. Speaking for myself, I have thankfully been successful within the academic, professional, financial, marital, familial, sports or athletic, and health-related aspects of my life. But that success has been heavily influenced by my willingness to recognize and learn from my mistakes, of which there have been many, and learning sooner rather than later. Unfortunately, for those with lower ego flexibility, the focus of our program today, they often approach these happenings with a very rigid and inflexible mindset, meaning that when they make mistakes or they fail at something, be it a task or in a relationship, or they lose at something, they often rely on themselves or people like them to gain insight and understanding as to what has taken place, the causes of the difficulty, their level of responsibility for it, and the solutions needed to deal with the particular failure, loss, or mistake that has happened. They often try to force new or different problems into the old ways of handling similar ones, even when they don't work. They are often stuck thinking inside the box. These are people for whom the statement insanity or stupidity is when one keeps using the same failed approaches and expects different results. People with lower flexibility aren't very good at listening to new, different, or better approaches, particularly from those with different backgrounds, demographically speaking. They only seem to want to listen to the people who are thinking like them and who often look like them. But before we go more deeply into that focus, I want to mention that It's Your Ego, Stupid is a program for spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people, just like you and me, who may at times be led by our ego into something I call ego stupidity, a lesser version of ourselves, and often a lesser version of life. Ego stupidity rooted in ego energy that's affecting relationships with our family members, our friends, and co-workers that could stand some improvement, maybe a lot of improvement. Ego stupidity rooted in ego energy impacting our efforts to achieve, to use our potential, to recognize the service in what we are doing, and being able to experience a sense of meaning connected to our life's work. Ego stupidity affecting our ability to deal effectively with all of the changes, adversity, stressors, and conflicts taking place in our life, often leading to their managing us rather than our managing them. Ego stupidity making it difficult to grow our mind with truth while keeping us stuck in faulty beliefs, values, attitudes, and prejudices, with many acquired nowadays from unfiltered social media, fake news on the internet, and opinion news on TV, masquerading as truth, and often suggesting that truth doesn't matter anymore. Ego stupidity making it difficult to feel genuine, lasting happiness, while often leading us into unnecessary anxiety, anger, guilt, sadness, or fake happiness being substituted for the real thing. And finally, ego stupidity impacting our spiritual wellness and ability to be the love, life, and energy God is in our daily thoughts, words, and deeds, impacting our ability, in effect, to be our divinity. As you can see, there are lots of important places that ego stupidity can make its appearance in our lives, the source of which is the nature of our ego energy. If things aren't going as well as you'd like in any of these areas, you've come to the right place, because a lot of what's going wrong has nothing to do with our intelligence or the absence of spirituality, or the presence of mental instability. It has a lot more to do with our ego energy, serving as the fuel for ego stupidity. Your lives, relationships, and experiences have taught me all of that over the past 40 years, and what I'm sharing with you in my website, books, and shows about ego energy and ego stupidity, and how we can heal it with ego medicine when and where needed. Again, I want to thank you for tuning into It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio. During today's show, we'll be looking at the impact that lower ego flexibility has on the way a person deals, or more accurately, fails to deal, with the inevitable failures, losses, or mistakes, large or small, significant or insignificant, that happen in their life. These difficulties are often rooted in rigid, inflexible, and closed-minded thinking, with little or no room for newer, different, or better ideas and thoughts. As a quick review, people with lower ego flexibility have a difficult time distinguishing between those thoughts which are simply beliefs that they hold, and those thoughts which are actually true. They often treat them as if they are the same, while missing key important differences. People with lower flexibility can be wrong, don't know they're wrong, and don't want to know they're wrong. So it makes it difficult for them to listen to others who may be telling them something different because they are locked onto the idea that they already know the truth, which is really just an illusion. For them, it makes no sense to listen to other people. But it does make a lot of sense to them to listen to others telling them what they already think, because it's taken in as truth, which is validating their truth. In my book, I talk about how they have difficulty knowing the difference between good input, which is reality-based, and bad input, which is non-reality-based. I also talk about their difficulty in telling the difference between the right and wrong people to listen to, with the latter mainly involving people telling them what they want to hear, not what they need to hear, and what they already think. Does any of this sound familiar to you? Well, there are millions of people who experience these difficulties, because there are billions of people on the planet, and every one of them has an ego, just like you and me. Some of these people are living in roles such as the authoritarian, the racist, the ethnocentrist, and the paranoid person that I talk about in my book, The Two Voices Within. I want you to take a look to see if you, or a loved one, is experiencing any of the symptoms, ego stupidity, and ego impact on our spiritual wellness I'll be talking about today. I want you to diagnose you, because you're the only one living you, 24/7. Now we're going to take a look at some of the symptoms that indicate if a lower ego flexibility voice is talking to and through you in your life when confronted with failures, losses, and mistakes of your own making. And here's the first symptom. You think about problems the way you want to think about them and not the way you need to think about them. Again, you think about problems the way you want to think about them and not the way you need to think about them. People with lower ego flexibility are locked onto the way they want to understand, to explain, or solve problems. Here are some questions for you to consider as you get further into knowing whether the symptom is applicable to you and your life. Do you have trouble thinking outside of the box? Yes, thinking outside of the box. This idea of considering other ideas or beliefs that you're less familiar with as part of thinking about what's happened, particularly as it results in a failure of your part, or a loss or a mistake, and looking for answers to go outside of what you already know. Do you have trouble questioning, challenging, or reevaluating your thinking? You know, in a way, being able to second guess what we're thinking, to question it, in a way to suggest that, is there something more I need to know or understand? Something very difficult for people with lower ego flexibility to do. Do you have trouble asking for help or getting guidance from different people? Again, do you have trouble asking for help or getting guidance from different people? People with lower ego flexibility have a very difficult time getting in touch with people that they see as different. And by different, I mean they don't look like them. They don't look like them racially, ethnically, religiously, sexually. They're different. And they also may tend to think differently. And also, do you think it means you're stupid to be wrong or get help? People with lower ego flexibility often confuse ignorance with stupidity. Ignorance is something that happens for all of us. We're not born knowing everything. We need to learn more and more and more as we go through our lives. But people with lower ego flexibility often think that the failure to know something is equated with stupidity, and they don't like that. When you think of these questions and the symptom, does any of this sound familiar to you? I'm going to go on to the next symptom. You have difficulty learning from failures, losses, and mistakes, and you tend to repeat them. Something I mentioned in the very early part of today's program. Do you have difficulty learning from your failures or your losses or mistakes and often repeat them? People with lower ego flexibility often prefer to keep making the same mistakes than admitting to themselves or others that they were wrong. It sounds kind of crazy, but when we're into that energy, that's what starts to happen a lot. We just keep repeating the same problems over and over. And here are some questions to think about in regards to that symptom. Do you have trouble seeking out what you don't know? Again, do you have trouble seeking out what you don't know, going to some other resource in order to get assistance? Does it make you feel uncomfortable to admit that you need to learn more? It's a very unsettling experience or a feeling for people with lower ego flexibility to admit that they need to know more, because they're so connected to the idea that they own the truth, that they know the truth already. So why would I need to look elsewhere? Also, is it difficult for you to realize you don't know what you need to know? Sort of similar to what I just said. It's hard to realize that, to allow yourself to realize that you don't know what you need to know. And also, does it make you think you're stupid for not knowing it? Does it make you think you're stupid for not knowing it? The low ego flexibility person is intimately connected to the notion of truth and being in possession of it. And so when one doesn't know it, the conclusion is less one of being ignorant and one of being stupid. So when you think about these kinds of questions and the symptoms, does any of this sound familiar to you? We're going to take a look at one more symptom before we go to our first break. You have difficulty telling the difference between the right and wrong people to listen to for help in solving problems. You have difficulty telling the difference between the right people and the wrong people to listen to for help in solving problems. As I said earlier, people with lower ego flexibility tend to gravitate to people who are like them demographically or who think like them for help. In regards to the latter, it's just seeking out people to affirm or confirm what you already think or know or want to know. Do you assume people are wrong because they don't look or think like you? Difference for the person with lower ego flexibility often is equated with deficiency. That's a very profound way of looking at life and people, that when people are different from who they are looked upon deficiently, and what they have to offer is viewed as being deficient. Think of Archie Bunker, and you might get a tighter picture on this question. Do you think people need to have lived your problems in order to help you solve problems? People with lower ego flexibility often think people have to have gone through what I've gone through in order to be the right people to listen to. And also, do you overlook the experiential background or perhaps secondary agendas of potential helpers, not keeping in focus the possibility that they may be lacking in their familiarity with what they're telling you? Even the people who are like you may be lacking in their experiences to be of help. Or perhaps the way they're helping you is in order to gain something out of it. They need something from you in the relationship. So when you think of these questions and the symptom, does any of this sound familiar to you? Again, we're coming up on our first break. When we return, we'll be looking at some of the reflections of ego stupidity as well as ego insights connected to lower ego flexibility and dealing with adversity. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Ohm Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
Conscious media for conscious minds. OM Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page, where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
If you're feeling increasingly lonely right now, you're not alone. It's totally normal. Even though we may not be able to get together in person, connecting virtually with friends and family still gives you a chance to interact with people and may help raise your spirits. Join a virtual book club, set up group text chats, or online video coffee breaks with coworkers.
Find more self-care and coping tips at coping-19.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on OM Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at reflections of ego stupidity when it's happening in a lower ego flexibility person's difficulties in dealing with adversity, those failures, losses, and mistakes that happen in all of our lives. Some of these may be strange or weird or wrong, funny, inappropriate, or maybe even sound crazy. But that's because you're not living in that ego energy. But for those with lower ego flexibility, it's leading them to engage in ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thoughts, feelings, and behaviors that are affecting their ability to work with their failures and losses and mistakes, due in part to the inflexibility and rigidity with which they approach them. And it can often lead them to conclude that the abnormal things that they are thinking or feeling or doing are normal when confronted with adversity. And just like the symptoms, they can become their abnormal normal that they don't realize they're caught up in. But others often can, because they're not looking at them through the same ego energy prism or filter that the lower flexibility person is looking through to see what's taking place in dealing with adversity. And they are intelligent, spiritual, imperfect, and mentally stable people just like you and me, but they've gotten caught up in the web of an abnormal world of their own making due to their unhealthy, imbalanced lower ego flexibility energy. And they can stay stuck there until they heal the energy, leading them to the symptoms and ego stupidity that's happening. They can do this with the use of ego medicine, consisting of understanding what ego is and isn't. As I've shared with you, ego is an energy. It's our survival energy at work in our lives. And our ego does not think. It doesn't have the capacity to think. It doesn't have a brain. It's an energy. And our ego does not have an intentional quality. It's not out to have any specific impact upon our lives, other than the fact that its fundamental purpose, just like the brain and heart, are to keep us alive. The second contributor to ego medicine is being able to tune into our ego energy and getting a handle on the amount of power, flexibility, and vulnerability operating within our ego energy. This is something that you are not able to do to yourself, but I can give you these skills, this familiarity across my website and what's being shared with you there, my books, and this podcast. And then the third contributor to ego medicine is being able to replace ego-rooted, non-reality-based, truth-disconnected thoughts and beliefs that we created, build upon the ego energy flowing into our system, with those which are connected to truth and reality, both human and divine. The next part of our program today will deal specifically with this third contributor to ego medicine, which involves looking at reflections of ego stupidity for the disconnection from reality. These are the kinds of inaccurate, illogical, or irrational thoughts that people with lower ego flexibility bring into their efforts to cope with problems, mistakes, failures, and losses occurring at their own hands within their life. So here is the first reflection. I already know what I need to know in solving or fixing problems. People with lower ego flexibility think that they already know everything they need to know. If you recall, I said earlier about how intimately connected they think they are with truth. And this is a non-reality-based thought. It's not a crazy thought necessarily, but it just is out of touch with reality because we often don't know everything we need to know in solving problems. And this is ego stupidity. It can feed into additional ego stupidity. It also begins to happen, which includes, there is nothing else I need to know. There's nothing else I need to know. That's a non-reality-based thought. Therefore, no search is needed by me to find what I don't know, because they already know it. It's just an illusion, but they don't know it. It's an illusion. Also, I can solve problems the way I want to solve them. People with lower ego flexibility often think that they can get away with just solving things the way they want to solve them, rather than the way they need to solve them, which is a more reality-based thought. And also, the thought is that not knowing everything is a sign of stupidity. Earlier, you can recall, I shared with you the idea that people often with lower flexibility often assume or think about not knowing something as a reflection of stupidity rather than ignorance, which would be more of a reality-based thought. When your lower ego flexibility is healing, you begin to realize that you don't know everything you need to know, but it's not a sign of stupidity for you to not know it. But until then, when you're thinking that you already know what you need to know in solving problems and fixing them, and all the rest of what I shared with you, well, that's your ego making you stupid. Here's another reflection. I can do a better job of fixing my problems than anyone else. I can do a better job of fixing my problems than anyone else. People with lower flexibility mainly only look inside, which is not a bad beginning strategy, but it can often be a poor ending strategy when it comes to dealing with problems that we experience in our lives. And this is ego stupidity that can feed into additional ego stupidity that also starts to happen, which includes that no one can do a better job of understanding my problems but me. No one can do a better job of understanding my problems but me. In some cases, that may be true, but in many other cases, particularly when your mind is rigid and inflexible, that's not true. Think of this person as the person who refuses to go to marital counseling due to problems that they are contributing to, but doesn't think the therapist can do a better job than they can do of solving the problems, and you get the idea. Also, I'm working with what I need to know in order to manage problems. So the person, again, thinks the irrational thought that I already am working with what I need to know in the situation, when often they are not. And also that I have a complete grasp of the causes and solutions involving the problem. Again, this notion that the person has everything they need to know, which is a non-reality-based thought. When your lower ego flexibility is healing, you realize that in some situations, others can do a better job than you in understanding and solving the problem. But until then, when you're thinking that you can do a better job of fixing problems than anyone else, and all of the rest of what I shared with you, well, that's your ego making you stupid. I'm going to share one more reflection before we go on to ego insights, which is that I know who I should be talking to when I need help. People with lower flexibility think they know who the right people are or resources, but they're actually just filtering them through the notion of similarity I shared with you about people with low ego flexibility insist that people that they are involved with are like them in their thoughts as well as often in their demographics. And this is ego stupidity that can feed into additional ego stupidity that also begins to happen, which includes the idea that the only people who can help me are people who think like me. Again, similarity of thought is viewed as being more intelligent. Or that the only people who can help me are people who look like me. Again, that's the demographics that I shared earlier about maybe they're like me racially or religiously or ethnically or sexually speaking. And also that people who can't help me are those who don't look or think like me. So these are the different people. The whole notion of differentness equals deficiency starts to come forward. When your lower ego flexibility is healing, you begin to realize the need to develop a broader and more inclusive range of those who can help that possess relevant experience and a healthy agenda. But until then, when you're thinking that I know who I should be talking to when I need help, and all of the rest of what I shared with you, that's your ego making you stupid. Next, I want to share some specific ego insights connected to the symptoms and ego stupidity I've been talking about. These are insights that can help you to better see what's going on behind the scenes and beneath the surface when it comes to difficulty dealing with adversity for those with lower ego flexibility. These are insights intended to help you see more of your ego blindness and what ego is actually doing when it comes to difficulties. And here is the first one. Your lower ego flexibility voice or energy is leading you to see failures, losses, and mistakes in a narrow and limited light. It's shrinking the size. It's sort of what I would call tunnel vision. It's leading you to work with them using mainly what you know or want to know. So you're limiting that range of information. And it's blocking you from recognizing the hidden influences that have been at work or that are often at work in the situation. So you're seeing surface stuff, but maybe you're missing rooted stuff, deeper stuff. And it's leading you to see complex problems in an often simplistic light, seeing things that are deeper, that are more complex, but only seeing them in a more simplistic light, like I said earlier, on the surface. And also, it's often leading you to emphasize the commonalities while overlooking the differences at work. People with lower ego flexibility often get overly focused on what is similar about problems that look alike, but while overlooking the differences at work. When you awaken and are more conscious of your lower ego flexibility, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. Our next insight. Your lower ego flexibility voice or energy is leading you to think that you're the only one capable of understanding and solving your problems. So it's creating this limiting effect about in which you're the person, because you own the truth in your own mind, as the person who can only understand and solve your problems. And this is leading you to confuse the beliefs, the responsibilities, and the solutions that you have about problems with the truth. Again, there's that belief-truth distance that often exists, but you're not aware of it because this is the nature of lower ego flexibility. You think you own the truth and you have no ability or weakened ability to distinguish between belief and truth. And it's also leading you to fail to get the help you truly need, but don't realize you need. people with lower ego flexibility don't realize that they need more help than they're getting. And it's also leading you to overestimate your ability to manage problems on your own. And if you own the truth and you need to, and you have or you know everything you need to know, it's very difficult to open up your mind to other possibilities or alternatives, including those which are different from what you are familiar with. And it's also leading you to underestimate the value of shared problem solving with the right people. One of the values of working with people, particularly those who may think differently from us, is that we can gain from their experiences and their differentnesses, which could be superior to what we already know or want to know about a particular problem, mistake, or failing that's occurred. When you awaken and are more conscious of your lower ego flexibility, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. I'm going to share one more insight. This is your lower ego flexibility voice or energy is making it difficult for you to own your contribution to problems. People with lower ego flexibility often look at these happenings as something outside of themselves because they are viewing themselves as knowing the truth, and therefore they are smart people, and they can be smart, but sometimes in their working with problems, they aren't very smart. But it's leading you to gain distance from the truth about the problems due to your need to think you own the truth. So you're actually gaining distance from the truth about the problems that are happening, particularly those deeper things, because it's you want to own the truth or think you own the truth. And it's also leading to your resisting the admission of ignorance, which you equate with stupidity, something I've shared earlier. This is a very intense thought that goes on for many people with lower ego flexibility. And it's leading to your intensifying efforts to make others more responsible for problems than yourself. This whole idea that you are responsible violates the idea that that you own the truth. Because if you own the truth, then it's not your fault. It has to be somebody else's. You wouldn't be doing the wrong things. And it's also leading you to gain distance from the imperfection of your humanity when you're living in denial of your fallibility. So you're gaining distance from your imperfection within your humanity when you're living in denial of your fallibility. When you awaken and are more conscious of your lower ego flexibility, you'll be able to see and realize all of this. We're coming up on our second break. When we return, we'll beginning to look at ego's impact on our spiritual wellness. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Om Times Radio, and I'll see you after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection, Om Times Radio. IOM FM. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Imagine yourself being transported to India, to the banks of the Ganga and an ashram in Rishikesh. Visualize that you are welcomed to satsang with an American sannyasi who shares the wisdom of her guru. Your visualization has manifested. Join Sadhvi Bhagavati Saraswati for inspiration and transformation every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio.
If I could be you,
and you could be me,
for just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Welcome back. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid on Ohm Times Radio, a show for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. Now we're going to take a look at how lower ego flexibility can impact our spiritual wellness when it comes to dealing with adversity. We're going to be looking at ego's impact on the connection to the divinity within our humanity, the God within each of our being, which is one of the divine gifts that we've all been given. The lessening of our spiritual wellness involves gaining distance from being the love, the life, and the energy God is within our thoughts, words, and deeds, when ego is getting in the way of working with the failures, losses, and mistakes taking place in our life. Each of these can be undermining our spiritual wellness by distancing us from God, the God within us, our divinity. Here are some examples of ego's impact on spiritual wellness for those with lower ego flexibility who are failing to be their divinity. And we're going to get started with ego's impact on being the love God is. When dealing with adversity, people with lower ego flexibility have difficulty being spiritually well when rigid and inflexible thinking weakens their efforts to manage failure, loss, and mistakes with unconditional, connective, unburdened, and unlimited love. Your divinity involves working with a healthily flexible mind in order to manage the inevitable adversity taking place in your life. When your lower flexibility and a rigid, inflexible mind prevents you from lovingly working with all of the adversity that life will bring forth, you're not able to be the unconditional love God is in managing these important life challenges. We must bring unconditional love using a healthily flexible mind in our efforts to manage failures, losses, and mistakes. It can allow us to learn what we must learn, from whom we must learn it, in order to manage and heal from our failings. When your lower ego flexibility and a rigid, inflexible mind weakens meeting and embracing life's adversities with love, rather than anger, fear, and avoidance, you're not able to be the connective love God is. We must lovingly be connected to our failures, losses, and mistakes with an open mind that can help us to learn what must be learned and from whom it must be learned in order to manage and heal our failings. When your lower ego flexibility and a rigid, inflexible mind are burdening you with the absence of love in working with your failings, you're not able to be the unburdened love God is. We must know and accept our failings with freely flowing love, free of rigid, inflexible thoughts, in order to learn from them, manage them, and heal them. When your lower flexibility and a rigid, inflexible mind are limiting the amount of love you can bring to working to understand and manage your failures, losses, and mistakes, you're not able to be the unlimited love God is. The embrace and compassion for our failings with unlimited love, free of rigid, inflexible thoughts, will help us to open the door to learning what is unknown from within and from others in order to manage and heal our failings. When ego is getting in the way and all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, are less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity. Next, we'll talk a little bit about ego's impact on being the life God is when dealing with adversity. People with lower ego flexibility have difficulty being spiritually well when a rigid, inflexible mind is leading them to dishonor and respect those who can be of service in helping them to better know the sources and solutions to their failings. Your divinity involves welcoming, honoring, and respecting those who can serve you within this undertaking and gaining their understanding so that you can work with and heal what has been brought forth by your failings. When your lower ego flexibility and an inflexible mind are leading you to dishonor and disrespect those who can serve you in working with your failings, you're not being the life God is. The embrace of those who can serve us when using a healthily flexible mind will bring us to work with honor and respect in learning from others what must be learned and healing what must be healed. When your lower ego flexibility and a rigid mind are leading you to dishonor and disrespect those you see as being too different to be listened to, you're not being the life God is. The embrace of those with a flexible mind will allow us to benefit from any wisdom they can offer in healing from our failings. When your lower flexibility and an inflexible mind are leading you to dishonor and disrespect ownership of your contribution to failures, losses, and mistakes, you're not being the life God is. The embrace of responsibility with a healthily flexible mind will allow us to honor and respect our contribution to these difficulties with acceptance, which can allow us to own what must be owned in order to transcend our failings. When your lower flexibility and a rigid mind are leading you to dishonor and disrespect the imperfect nature of your mind, you're not being the life God is. The embrace of this weakness with an open mind to its weaknesses will allow us to work healthily with it while honoring and respecting its fallibility and limitations in attempting to work with and heal our failings. When ego is getting in the way and all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, are less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity, in which any adversity can be managed and healed. Last, we're going to take a look at being the energy God is and ego's impact on it when dealing with adversity. This involves being able to access healing and transformative energy designed into your being to naturally occur when you're connected to human and divine truth. This is a capacity that's 3 million years in the making, just as all of the wondrous things that we have been endowed with due to the wisdom of the ages and evolution. This is a capacity rooted in our common source, be it known by you as God, Allah, Yahweh, Vishnu, Great Spirit, Source, or another I have failed to mention. People with lower flexibility and a rigid mind have difficulty being spiritually well when failing to manage adversity within the light of truth and understanding that can be found when they are not being blinded by a diminished sense of flexibility and openness to working with the failings taking place in their life. Your divinity involves healing and transformation, in which you are willing to work with and manage failings by seeking the truth and understanding that can be found when it is not being obscured by the presence of a rigid and inflexible mind. It involves healing and transformation, in which you are taking responsibility for seeking truth and understanding about your failures, losses, and mistakes that is unencumbered by mental rigidity and inflexibility. When lower ego flexibility and a rigid mind is keeping you from knowing truth and understanding about why adversity is and has happened in your life, you're not being the energy God is in working with it. The increasing of our flexibility will open the door to deeper truth and understanding of the sources and contributors to the adversity taking place in our life, so that we can work better with it in this light. When lower flexibility and an inflexible mind is keeping you from knowing truth and understanding about your limitations in managing the failings occurring in your life, you're not being the energy God is. The increasing of our openness and flexibility will open the door to a deeper truth and understanding of our limitations, bringing about any healing which is needed by ourselves and others, so that we can work better with it in this light. When lower flexibility and a rigid mind is keeping you from knowing truth and understanding about the many who may be able to serve you, despite their differences in background and thought, you're not being the energy God is. The increasing of our flexibility will open the door to a deeper truth and understanding of the many who can be our servants within the wisdom they can offer in delivering us from our failings, so that we can work better with it in this light. When ego is getting in the way and all of this is happening, you're gaining distance from your spirituality, are less spiritually well, and failing to be your divinity. As we leave our focus on ego's impact on our spiritual wellness, please know that we can often make God and our connection to God and others so much harder than it has to be. And this is what happens when unhealthy ego energy is getting in between us. God and life and we become so much better and so much easier when we remove that obstacle with ego medicine. As we leave our focus on lower ego flexibility and difficulty working with adversity in one's life, give some thought to the symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact I've shared with you. I hope that what I've shared with you today will serve as a dose of ego medicine. And if any of it resonates with you, please help me to share it with others. I want to mention before leaving that you can purchase each of my books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, The Two Voices Within, and It's Your Ego Stupid, at the online bookstores for Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Balboa Press. You can also purchase Focused Ego Meditations on the shop page of my website, egoandspirit.info, which can help you to know when you are truly speaking with your voice in your life and not ego's as you go about healing your ego energy where needed in its power, flexibility, or vulnerability. I end today's show with this message. The great news is that working to heal your ego energy using ego medicine by growing your awareness of its symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact will allow the divine truth in your being to flow and shine through you and allow you to fully embrace each of the divine gifts. The spiritual part of healing is a given. It's part of your endowment. Divine truth and the divine gifts are part of your heritage that already exists within you. You need do nothing more to be spiritual. You already are. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. You only need to enhance your humanity with ego medicine so that all which is available to you is given. Fix your ego to fix your life, humanly and spiritually. I want to thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. Please have a great week, and do come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.